This is Mixed Company.
Yeah.
And you're a St. Louis band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been playing together?
Well, the group's been together 5 years, but collectively, we've been together about a year and a half.
Bend down, Chaz.
Bend down to that microphone. Work for a living. Okay, why don't you introduce yourselves one at a time?
Randy Lowry.
Chaz Fox.
Dennis Perizak.
Ivan Smith.
Okay, one more time and tell everybody what you're playing. See, remember, this is radio.
I'm Ivan Smith. I'm playing an Ovation guitar.
And keyboards also.
That was Ivan.
I'm Dennis Perizak. I play guitar.
I'm Chaz Fox. I play drums and percussion.
I'm Randy Lowry, and I'm going to vocalize this morning.
And what a fine job he does. I don't think we delay this any longer with the help of the fresh Pete with the engineer.
Oh my goodness.
Let's hear some jams. Oh, look at this, Hooters. Hooters shows up. Get on mic real quick there, girls. Did you time this out to where you could meet the guys or what?
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
And they always bring T-shirts. That's why we love them. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, St. Louis, warm up to Mixed Company. I can hear them clapping.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
206.5, Danny Wright here for Stephen DC, and it's Friday. We call this St. Louis Unplugged. And I actually get up early enough to hear the bands, and you guys are one of the finest. Now, who wrote this song?
Randy.
Okay. You gotta get right up to the mic there.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Okay. You guys.
What the song's about?
What percentage of the songs that you sing do you write yourself?
Oops. All of them. Me and him do the majority of the writing. We get together, and then we put down the drum tracks with the drum machine and the keyboard parts, and he does the bass part on the keyboards, and I write all the lyrics. Except for on this particular song, he had it about a third of the way done when we first started on it, and then he just came up with the idea and picked up the guitar. Actually, a lot of the writing that we did starts out with the keyboards and the drum machine, and I said, well, we can't start every song like that, so he picked up the guitar, and this is what we came up with, and I mean, it's a song about something that me and him have gone through, probably a lot of men have gone through, but it's a song about being lonely, but it's also a song in the last verse, song of hope, that eventually you'll find someone that gives a hoot about you. You'll live happily ever after.
Give a hooter about you.
All right, now, would you favor us with another song?
Oh.
Before you do that, if we could, who has the big lineup as to where you're going to be appearing in the near future?
Oh, well, all this week we're out at Johannan's.
Okay.
270 in Dorset.
270 in Dorset. Let's see, where are we next week?
You've been down at Rivers.
Yeah, we play at Rivers. We play at Boomers, the Sports Cafe up in North County, Ultimate Sports Bar.
Pretty busy?
A lot of places over in Illinois, yeah.
Hey, you're a good band. Very good band. Ladies and gentlemen of St. Louis, on Q106.5 Live, here's Mixed Company.
of a fool, yeah, to let you know that my love is real. And my fool is right, you know it still stands in my way. You just got to know, girl, there was so much I had to say.
Jam session here at Q106.5. It's Friday. It's St. Louis Unplugged. And let's give Mixed Company a big hand. Where are you going to be playing this week now?
We're going to be playing over at Joe Hannon's.
I-270
in Dorset. And also, I wanted to mention that Dave Weisskopf, our bass player, wasn't able to make it today. But I wanted to mention his name.
Oh, no.
He's a very important part of the group.
You got great, great band. And you write a lot of your own stuff. You write all your own stuff.
Of course.
Not all.
Not all of it. But
we're working on it.
You know, a lot of bands don't even have one song going for them, so you guys are pretty good. I do 7 to midnight. I wish I had St. Louis Unplugged at night, because this is kind of cool having a little jam session, you know?
Can I try a keyboard player that stripped over his guitar on the air?
It was a sight gig, I keep telling them it's radio.
Is it true that Johnny Fever got fired for saying booger?
Booger, yeah, and you shouldn't be saying that on the air. Did you guys hit the delay in there?
There you go.
All right, thanks for coming out, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We're going to do a quick check on traffic. Here is Kim Furlow.